Well,
okay, we're official now.
Can you do a quick rundown again? I want to make sure I've got all the attendees listed.
Oh, okay. We have Sarah, Ilvi, myself, Barb, Claudine, Jude, Jillian, Beth. Did I miss anyone?
Oh, wow, we got a full house.
Thank you.
Okay. Barb, you had mentioned when Claudine sent her information about the community of practice that the membership committee was developing, that you had some questions that you would address in today's meeting.
Yeah.
Or some comments.
Yeah, just a couple quick questions. Should I go ahead and shoot?
Yeah, go for it.
Is this designed mainly for people who don't currently have a credential, Claudine?
Well, both. You know, definitely it is for the ones that are working on their credentials. But in the survey that Shelby had sent out, that wasn't always the case. Sometimes they were already credentialed but just wanted additional practice or just to learn more about the coaching competencies.
Okay.
But yes, our primary audience, we thought, our only audience until we sent out the survey, would be the ones that were working on credentialing.
Yeah, I noticed that when you put the survey results, that most of the people who responded were current members of the chapter, and I'm assuming most members have a credential already. I could be wrong about that, but the majority of them probably have a credential.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I was just wondering about who the main target audience is. But you've answered that question. It sounds like it's a hybrid of current credential holders that might want to go to the next credential level or just practice skills, right?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. The other question I have is who's running this? Is it the membership committee that's going to hold these meetings?
Yes, I believe that is the intent. And we certainly want, you know, during our last meeting, we did have discussion if perhaps programs should be the owner of these. So, you know, first of all, we didn't want to jump another thing on programs left. And since it is kind of one of the, what we feel, in line with our new mission statement of bridges to membership, we did feel it was one of the bridges to beef up the global ICF membership is by bringing them as associates, wanting more on coaching in general, and then certainly if they do decide to take the coach training that's necessary, this would kind of be that bridge to having be credentialed and an ICF member.
Mm-hmm.
But we can certainly partner with programs, and you brought up a great point about let's make sure they don't conflict with other program events that we have going on, and that's spot on. We definitely don't want to do that.
Yeah. Okay, well, what you just said kind of connects with the other question I had, which was is there anything that the LT needs to do to support this?
Well, certainly we would want to start communicating it, and we, like I said, do need to recruit MCCs and PCCs to kind of facilitate, is the only word that kind of comes up to mind for me, these little sessions. So in that respect, yes. But other than that, I think membership can kind of start coordinating and all that kind of stuff in the background.
Okay.
Did that answer your question?
It did. Yep, it does.
Okay, all right.
I think those are the questions that I have. Does anyone else have thoughts, comments?
I have a couple of thoughts and comments, quite one question. Well, just a comment. This is Beth. On your January 2016 virtual session, I'm a little concerned about having that introduction of the coactive coaching model. That's just one model, and there are many that I think we should keep this ICF focused and not any one school or proprietary model. So I wouldn't do that, frankly. Second is, don't forget, there is a new initiative from ICF Global, which you probably have seen notices of in the chapter leadership emails and stuff. They're making a big push on making more information available about the competencies, which is, of course, you know, fundamental to the credentialing. And so you might want to get in touch with, what's there, probably Kristen Kelly, who's our North American
service
manager.
If you want a timely response, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Well, yeah, who knows who does what there, but first thing you could do is go scoot around the member section of the ICF Global website. But I think they're putting a lot of stuff out, and I think they may have people available, you know, to speak and stuff like that.
Oh.
I think. I remember that. I might be making that up. But they're supposedly going to do a lot in that area. So I would check with that and see what kind of good, support resources are available. They probably have a lot of materials maybe already out there.
Great.
They should.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, very good.
So those are my thoughts.
Yeah. Yeah, this is Sarah. I've got one thing to add. Last week, Lisa Jimenez, who is with the National Center for Frontier Communities, which is a nonprofit down in Silver City, contacted me because she and her colleague do a lot of consulting with nonprofits in rural areas, and they would like to learn coaching skills. In fact, they'd like to get a credential. And they were sort of overwhelmed with the number of choices for training. I heard from Kristen Kelly, there were 1,000 training schools accredited with ICF.
Oh, it'll be something, doesn't it?
There's this dizzy array of choices, and she was sort of calling me to say, hey, can you help me make sense of this?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they have some criteria in terms of their, you know, budget and such. And I shot off an email to Shelby about it, just saying, hey, is this community of practice going to, will it help people like this? And you know, my understanding from Shelby was that, yes, that was one of the things that this community could address for people.
How to choose.
Anyway, I just wanted to throw that in because just because there was a kind of a hot need last week.
Yeah. Very timely.
Well, good. We'll absolutely take that on, too.
Super. So, Claudine, have you got what you need from the leadership team? Do we need, we don't need any kind of approval or anything. Is there anything else you would need?
I think this is fine. I mean, certainly with the comments that were offered on, as long as there's no objection to kind of the approach that and the structure that we want to use, I think we can kind of start moving forward with that. If we don't need an official approval, I don't know. I guess more of a question, do we?
Well, if we do, I vote for it. I think this looks terrific.
I didn't hear anything negative. I'm not going to give anyone approval, but I'm not going to disapprove. So unless there's anyone that doesn't think that this shouldn't be done, I guess you've got to go with it, said Claudine.
This is Barb. It sounds more like just a question around bandwidth. It's quite an endeavor that you guys are, you know, saying you want to take on here, particularly because the main focus was this helping us bridge associates over to become members. We don't have that many associates, so it's quite an endeavor with that intention, but it sounds like you've broadened the intention based on the survey results.
Right, and really, I think with the resources that that Beth mentioned from ICF Global, and then again, finding if we can find the credentialed people to kind of support this, I think will be the biggest effort, but I mean, once we kind of have the topics identified, which, to be totally honest, Shelby had kind of even did a year-long plan, but we just didn't want to overwhelm, you know, we're introducing things at this point. But we've started talking about what next year looks like. And again, if we can kind of get volunteers to help facilitate those and with the resources that Beth mentioned, I think we, you know, I hope I'm not looking through rose-colored glasses, but it seems doable.
Well, it's very exciting. There might be a way to do something jointly with programs next year.
Okay. Well, we would be excited for that and welcome it by all means.
Yeah, so there could be some good thinking there.
Okay. Well, perhaps that should be an action item for me, is kind of within the next month, try and organize a joint committee meeting between membership and programs and just kind of talk through some of that. Would you be open to that?
Sure. There's a programs team meeting this week, and I can bring it up with them.
Okay.
We're doing planning for next year, so sounds timely.
It does sound timely, absolutely. Okay, well, that sounds good. I'll kind of wait to hear from you, and then we can get, you know, all of us together and kind of just brainstorm on what this might look like.
Sounds good.
All right, good. Thanks, Barb.
Super. Thank you, Claudine.
Absolutely.
Yeah, this is a great effort.
Good.
If Michelle is able to join us, I know her schedule is very, very tight, so she may not be able to join us today. If she is able to join us.
Gail, this is Sarah. I texted her, and she said she got caught with a client and can't join today.
Okay. She was going to give us some information about a life coaching community of practice. So we've got lots of excitement around communities of practice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you know, if you have any, I had invited her to come today to talk about it because I was hoping that she could sort of talk about her concept and get some feedback from you. So if any of you have any comments, input, or whatever related to it, if you wouldn't mind, let's see, how should we get the feedback back to her? I guess just shooting off an email to her. And just let her know if you have provided any support or whatever. I will continue to invite her to our meetings. Maybe she can come next month or whatever to talk about it. So I think that's it there.
Okay. So if anyone has any, go ahead.
Yeah, this is Beth. I just wanted to note that Jude's on the call, right?
Yep.
Jude?
Yes.
Hi, Jude. Jude and I are getting ready to move out in the next month getting the Santa Fe Experienced Coaches Community of Practice going. So some of you may remember we talked about this. It came out of some analysis that Sarah did last year on our membership and where they were and what kind of coaching they did and all that. And, of course, there's always... We would like more participation from experienced coaches. Most of them are in Santa Fe, or a large number, the majority of them are in Santa Fe. And so we're going to do this kind of on the QT. We're not going to make a big announcement because we really want to restrict it to honest to God people who really do have a lot of experience. And we don't want to sort of say no to anybody right away. So until we come up with a set of criteria and that kind of thing that we can publicize more, we're just going to quietly have an organizational meeting. And I think from the people I've talked to, they're interested in like a quarterly get-together. And we just have to find out what people are interested in. So that's going to happen. And we have a date selected, which I already can't remember, for our first get-together.
It's before Thanksgiving.
Yeah, before Thanksgiving, and then that's what we're going to do. So I've got it written down somewhere. Anyway, that'll be another community of practice. And I don't know, I'll just have to strategize we'll have to strategize with the communications people about how to, you know, let people know that this is going on beyond the, you know, the people that we're inviting at the beginning.
Hey, Beth, it's Barb. Just a quick question. What's the current criteria you and Jude have in mind in terms of what experience means?
Well, it's people, you know, who have been practicing for a while, who have either a PCC or an MCC, I would say. I don't know what for a while means. What would you say, Jude? We really don't have a set of criteria. It's just people who, you know, are doing a lot of coaching work, have been doing it for a while, you know, have an active client list, all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
What, can you add anything, Jude?
And on the ICF list.
Oh, yeah, definitely, ICF.
Don't know how large that group is. I don't think it's terribly large. Barbara, are you interested in coming?
Oh,
if we hold it up here in Santa Fe, are you interested in coming?
Possibly. Yeah, my question was going to be anything that you need from the LT to support this?
I don't even know yet. What we really have to do is get people together, see if there are enough people interested to even get together, you know.
Mm-hmm.
This may not fly.
Yeah, it's a group of people that have not been terribly active in recent years, so.
And just from informal conversations, what we often hear is, well, the chapter is really primarily geared towards serving, you know, new coaches. And you know, I think that's a fair observation.
Yeah.
So.
Hi there, it's Michelle. I'm sorry.
Hey, Michelle.
Hey, I'm so sorry about that. I got caught up with a client who was crying and she wouldn't leave my office.
Anyway, that's the thinking, Barb. And, you know, like I said, one reason I don't want to exactly put this out there is because we do need to put our heads together and decide what the criteria are. And I'm kind of thinking that's more for a group to do, you know.
Yeah,
like,
I think that sounds smart.
You know, sort of like, what do we want? Who are we comfortable with? You know, all that kind of stuff.
Well, it's a great idea. I'd love to come. I wish it was in Albuquerque, but it's a good reason to get up to Santa Fe.
Yeah. No, actually, they're really, it was a surprise to me, but it does turn out that it's mostly people up here. And it's mostly, those are more executive business leadership coaches, too.
Right.
So I think that's probably what the focus is going to be. But we'll see what people want.
Okay, so you're basically telling us that you're keeping it on the down low for right now.
I guess you could say that, if that's acceptable to everybody. I mean, it's not how I usually like to do things, as you all know, you know.
I think it makes sense.
But I don't want people knocking on the door and then be in the awkward position of saying, you know, you don't really make the cut. Because I don't have an answer yet for what is the criteria, you know.
Right.
Okay, so now that Michelle's back with us, Michelle, we're talking about communities of practice, and we just heard from membership community practice to talk about ICF competencies, and then we talked about the one that's just kind of quiet and just developing right now for more experienced coaches, and now I understand you have some information about a life coaching community of practice.
Yeah, well, Sarah and I have been talking for the past few months, and as a coach who lives in El Paso and who's very isolated and doesn't have any colleagues around me that do what I do, I want to connect. I want to connect with other people and talk about things that I'm struggling with as a new coach. So I came up with this maybe monthly phone call where people would call in, and I would lead a discussion, and the discussion would be on topics that the group decides on. So to get this started and to see if people are interested in, we thought that in November we would do kind of a trial and see with the topic getting connected, if people who are already connected with coaches in ICF New Mexico and people who are not connected wanted to get together on a call and kind of hammer out, does this sound interesting to you? What would it look like? What topics would you want to discuss? And see if it's something that other coaches are craving like I am. So that's it.
Nice. Comments from the group?
This is Jillian. From the perspective of the newsletter, I'm curious about how well this could go in that maybe it's just me being different than Beth, but I definitely haven't had as much enthusiasm to get the out-of-town people for, like, the highlight in the newsletter. It's been harder to really hit those bushes. So I don't know if that's because people in other areas, I just don't know necessarily why. So what I could help with, though, Michelle, is that I'm happy to share with you the list I have of out of Albuquerque, out of Santa Fe areas. And that way you could connect directly with them, and maybe that would help us bring them in, and also would be very direct for you to have someone directly. But it is interesting. I get less response from our out-of-town people, and maybe that's because I'm asking for the member highlight, and people feel funny about being highlighted in the newsletter, certainly. It's interesting, though, but I'm happy to share some of those names with you directly.
Great. Thank you. That would, and I think it would be nice to, you know, reach out and touch people. I mean, honestly, if Sarah, I hadn't talked to Sarah a year ago about ICF, I wouldn't be connected at all.
Right.
So it was only because I knew her and, you know, wanted to get to know what she was doing more and connected with her that I got involved. So, yeah, I would love to reach out and call people and or email them or whatever, in what way.
And also today, I did get somebody, and I'm going to interview her today, and I think she's in Eagles Nest, which is kind of more like Cimarron, Eagles, Red River area. So I could also mention to her and just make sure she'd be okay with that.
Great.
Okay.
Thank you.
Sure.
Super. Other comments? Michelle, do you need anything from the leadership team to help you get this rolling?
You know, everyone's being so helpful as far as advertising, because that's what I don't know how to do, because I don't have lists and I don't know who's in ICF New Mexico. I'd be more than happy to call individual people or email people, but if all of you could just keep up the word, and see what ends up happening. And then Sarah said that as it gets closer, I could, you know, use your phone number and call an ID and all that kind of stuff. That's logistics. But I think we just kind of see what happens. I've noticed in things that I do that maybe the first time around people aren't as responsive, but if you keep knocking on their door, then sometimes they'll be like, oh, yeah. So we'll see what happens in November. And then if it's not a huge response, even if two or three people get on the call, I think it would be interesting and it'd be worthwhile. And then maybe if we just kind of do it, there will be a snowball effect and people will, you know, understand the importance of really connecting and talking to other coaches. So we'll just see.
Okay. What was that date, November, or did you have one yet?
Yes, we do. It is going to be November 13th.
Super.
No, I'm sorry. I did not say November 13th. November 12th, it's a Thursday, from 1 o'clock to 2 o'clock. And is New Mexico all on Mountain Standard Time? Like, is it all El Paso time? Like, Mountain Standard?
Yes,
okay.
It's Mountain Time.
Okay, so 1 to 2.
Great.
Thursday, November 12th. Well, yeah, we'll see how it goes. So if you guys need me to do stuff, let me know. And I appreciate the opportunity. I'm excited. I hope that a lot of people join in and that it's something that works really well for the group.
Great.
Thank you.
Sounds
Michelle.
Wonderful.
Well,
an update.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
And I, just to let all of you know, I had an article that was published in the El Paso Times today. So I will do my best to try to put it up on the Facebook page. But if you guys want to look up El Paso Times, Michelle Blumenfeld, my article's right there. So it turned out really nice, and they're very willing to publish anything that I write. So, you know, if you have any ideas, let me know.
Way
yeah.
to go.
That's great. Thank you, thank you. So I'm going to get off the call now, but thank you so much for, and I apologize for being late. And Sarah, thank you for everything.
Oh, thank you, Michelle.
Thank you, Michelle. Thank you for taking
okay,
the time.
Bye, everyone. Sure,
bye-bye.
Have a good day.
Okay. Oh, that's, it's really exciting, all these communities of practice. Okay, so we need to move on to nominations. Is that, Beth, is that you and Ildi?
Yes, and Ildi's going to report, right, Ildi?
Okay, that's right. That's right.
Go for it.
So that's, basically, the role today is to present to you the slate, which I kind of gave you a highlight last meeting. So we have some good news and some bad news. So the good news is that one of our... The bad news first. Okay. The bad news is that Emila will no longer be able to be our secretary/communications coordinator. So we are in the process of reaching out to some folks who maybe we could possibly nominate. We are supposed to be holding the election, I think it's next week. So first question is there anybody on this call who would love to join the ICF New Mexico board next year as the secretary or the communications coordinator?
Spaces are limited.
So I didn't hear just a cacophony of voices.
Don't all talk at once. Yeah.
So Beth and Sarah have reached out to folks. I'm sort of racking my brains to think of anyone. If you have any suggestions, anyone. Remember last time at the last meeting, we actually ended up splitting the chairperson, the communications committee chair, from this board role. So this board will focus, or this position focuses really just on, it doesn't have to facilitate the board, So the new secretary would not have to facilitate the communications committee. It would be focused just on the board responsibilities. There'd be a communications committee chair to help with the whole communications piece. And I will be the communications committee chair again next year. So is that anyone? So, yeah, please do email Beth and I with any suggestions you have. We've got a couple of people, as I said, that Beth and Sarah are reaching out to. Keep your fingers, toes, and eyes crossed. So the good news, though, is we do have a fabulous slate of people for next year. We have Sarah Douglas as the president, Ildiko Oravec as the president-elect, Barb
Yay.
White.
Ildi, for stepping up for that.
Thank you. Barb White is the past president. Deb Mulhaske as the treasurer. And then Heidi Howley has also stepped up. It's not a board position, but she has stepped up to be the programs chair next year.
I'm sorry, what was the name?
Heidi Howley. Is that her last name?
Yes, that's her name. Yeah.
Okay. So that's very exciting, and my understanding is the board is then meant to approve the slate, and then we move to election. So what I'd like to ask that we do is that we approve the slate as is, with the understanding that as soon as we find somebody who's willing to take on that Secretary of Communications Coordinator role, we could do that by email. Just shoot a quick thing out, tell you who it is, and then we'll assume that everybody is in agreement unless we hear otherwise. Would that be an okay process to follow?
Sure.
Okay.
Good, yes. I'm for that. How about you, Sarah? Works for me. I think that sounds great.
Good. All right, that's it then. So the slate is approved, and we will do our best to get that last position filled. So again, email Beth and Ildi. Let us know anybody you can think of. And you may have a bright light moment and think, oh my gosh, this is the perfect position for me, because it really is. Then please do also let us know.
Yeah. So we also may have to postpone the election a week or something, you know, if it takes a little longer to get. One of the people we're talking to is out of town for this week, so.
So if you do that, do you have to let the membership know? I mean, I don't think they're waiting there with bated breath, but...
Yeah, I don't think they particularly care, you know, just so we get it done in November, if you ask me, would be fine. but I don't know how everybody else feels. To me, that makes more sense than approving this partial, you know, than putting this partial one up for election and then a week later coming in with another...
Oh, that's not what I meant, Beth. The board has to approve the slate before we have the election, so I just wanted to get that approval out of
the way. When is the election, though?
It should be next week, but we won't hold the election until we have a
full slate.
We can't
do it, yeah. Right, that's what I'm saying, yeah.
Sorry, I wasn't clear.
No, you were clear. I was just making sure that everybody understood that we might have to delay that election, the election part, the members' election part.
So this is Barb. Are we going to do voting even though we have one person named for each slot?
Yeah, that's actually the process.
But you don't have to vote for each position.
I thought that the communications
coordinator. Yes?
I thought the communications coordinator could unanimously approve.
Well, we still have to put it out as a vote, but what we do is you put out a slate. And you ask people to, you know, vote yay or nay for the slate.
Slate, yeah.
Rather than having them vote for individual individual roles, positions.
And we made a call for nominations, and I don't think we got any from anybody else, right?
Gosh, it just seems like you can just announce the slate and call it done. It just seems like
the problem is our bylaws says. They get the vote on it.
I know it sounds silly. It's kind of like jumping through some hoops. But in essence, that really is what is happening, Barb, because we put it out there and we, you know, here's the slate. And then, you know, I don't know what in the past, you know, then the 5% who vote will vote. And then we say, you know, the slate has been approved. But it does kind of have to go through these little formal things based on our bylaws. But in essence, that's what's happening. We're saying, here are the people.
Okay. All right, so we need to move on. So we have a slate coming out. It may be postponed until we get that last person. Barb, would you like to say anything about the November celebration?
Yeah, the November one or the December? The November celebration? Yeah,
yes.
There's a few things. Let's see, it's next week, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes.
The programs team has been handling logistics. They have a special menu for us at the Hyatt Tamiya.
Okay.
The Santa Ana Cafe is in the Hyatt Tamiya downstairs. Let's see, what else? Sarah and Gail and Ildi have some fun things planned during dinner and afterwards for dessert. What else? I think that's it. Sarah, what else?
Yeah, so the question I had, Barb, is do you need RSVPs or do we know how many people are coming? Something like that? Did the committee members know?
I think Kelly was going to send out an invitation that people could respond to. Should we just go around right now? Is anyone not able to make it?
This is Jillian. I'm sadly unlikely. One of my kids has a pretty big function that week, and then I'm also leaving for New York the next day.
Oh,
so it
okay.
might be difficult for me to make it.
All right. Anyone
else? Which I'm mad about because I thought it would be really good.
Yeah, we'd love you to be there.
All right. If something shifts, I'll let you know, but probably not.
Come for dessert.
Yeah. I know. I mean, I live in Placidas, so it's not crazy. It's easy for me.
Is everyone else planning on being there?
Yep.
Yes.
I think we already did an RSVP, didn't we? I saw it. I don't know.
I think you did, and I just was hoping that something would change, so I hadn't answered yet, but it doesn't look like it.
Mm. Okay. Sounds like fun, Barb.
Yeah. Any questions about it? Nope.
Looking forward.
We know we're in good hands.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How about our next cool meeting, the January... Wait a minute. Before, let me back up a little bit. Barb, did you need the same thing about the November get-together?
December, you mean?
Yeah, excuse me. We did November. We're moving on to December. Yes.
Yes, actually, that's kind of where my head is at, is the December end-of-year traditional gathering that we do for the community. We've decided to have it at Sarah's building because it's worked out so well. We're grateful for her and her access to that building. The programs team has been doing some planning. We're thinking about having people bring their favorite coaching questions and sharing those in a visual and probably verbal way as well. And we'll be integrating some ways for people to get to know each other better or get to know people they don't know, because that's always been very popular. It'll be in the evening on December 3rd, 5 o'clock, and we're going to be sending out some communication, kind of a hold-the-date sort of thing. And Vicki suggested a crazy sock exchange. So everyone is going to be asked to bring a pair of crazy socks.
Ooh, that's great.
Yeah. So we think it's going to be fun. And if there's any quick comments, suggestions, feedback on what you've heard so far, happy to hear it.
It sounds great.
I think so, too.
Yeah, that'll be fun. Yeah.
Good. So that's
okay. Thank you, Barb. Moving on to January's meeting. Sarah, did you want to say something about the January strategy meeting?
Yeah. So like we did last year, actually, I guess it was in January. We had kind of a 2 or 3 hour strategy session at Beth's house to really kind of outline the strategy for this year. So we would like to kind of continue that tradition and do a 2.5 hour or so morning or afternoon kind of meeting to talk about the 2016 strategy, and also to do it in January so we can have our new members on board at the meeting and welcome them and get them involved in the strategy for the coming year. And in addition to that, probably do a little bit more talking about the building the market piece. I mean, we've tried to do some of that in these meetings, and my sense actually is that that I'm hearing people sort of talking about ways that we can build the market in kind of small ways, even through the committee work. So it feels like some of that's kind of occurring already, or at least there's some thinking about it. And so what I was hoping is we could kind of come back to that topic when we're all in the same room and sort of see where we are and where we want to go with it. So I'm proposing about a 2.5, maybe 3 hour, but hopefully 2.5 hour meeting. And I'm happy to offer up my conference room here at the Bioscience Center or some other location. And, you know, I'm thinking maybe a Friday afternoon or possibly a Saturday morning. We've done that in the past. And I'm wondering, what I'd love to do right now is to send out a doodle poll and kind of get a sense for what works best for everybody, sort of time and date-wise. But I'm wondering, like, how does everybody feel about, think about that idea? And are there any particular days or times that you think would be ones where more people can come than not? So I wonder if anybody has, you know, sort of feedback about that now, and then I can deal, we can deal with the logistics through Doodle.
I think it's a terrific idea to start off the year that way. And I think because it's not only getting to talk about strategy, but then having a chance to sort of be this, you know, now we're the new leadership team. Here we are as a cohesive group. I think that will be powerful. And for me, I think either time could work. So I think it will really be dependent on that doodle poll to see when folks can make it.
Sarah, this is Jillian. I would suggest a doodle poll of Friday morning instead of afternoon. I know for me, and I don't know if this is true for everybody, but by Friday afternoon, ideas are, like, gone. So I would actually almost say a Friday morning or Saturday morning.
Right. Good suggestion. Anyone else? Okay, I will send out a doodle poll and we will let everyone vote. we'll see where we have consensus on it. Okay, thank you.
Great, thanks, Sarah. Okay, I'm now in the committee reports for the treasurer. We have about 14 minutes left, so these reports probably need to be short and sweet.
So, okay, this is Jude. With LB's help, I transferred all the files from Yahoo to Google, and so that task is complete, and I thought that I was quite empowered, and about 2 weeks ago I loaded up the third quarter financial report, but I don't think it got communicated to anyone. So a little while ago I also sent out the report via Yahoo, but got it going before I had a chance to add a note to it. So in your inbox, there's a note that says there's a new file uploaded to ICF New Mexico, and that is the third quarter treasurer report. What it says is that we're doing very well. So the report consists of two pages. First page is the third quarter totals and the year-to-date totals. The second page is the by-month actual expenditures and revenue. So in this calendar year, we have brought in at the end of September $4,361, and at the same time, we have expended $2,938. So we are in Fat City, and I think the new year will be started, can be started with nice coffers in the treasure.
Nice.
Yay.
Very good.
Yeah.
We're gonna have
Thank
to spend,
you.
We're going to have to spend some of that money at the December social.
Yeah.
December social. I mean, we have received the bulk of our revenue, and we have yet to make the bulk of our expenses.
Okay.
But we're looking good.
Thank you, Jude. Claudine, would you like to say anything for the membership committee?
I just want to report out numbers so far for associates. We're at 12. Members are at 62. One of our associates, I believe, is going to be converting to a member, so that'll make members at 63, and one of our members is actually a member and an associate, so we'll probably likely be refunding her money as an associate, so that'll bring our numbers down to 10, but still on target. And probably the last thing that I wanted to ask approval on or to move forward, the other thing that I had sent out prior to this meeting was the license information about the website login feature. And the recommendation from our VA, Kelly, was the wish list, and it's $197. The marketing grant would be used to fund this, and there's no reoccurring cost to it. There's optional $47 renewal if you want to have further support on upgrades and such, but Kelly doesn't really think that that's necessary. So how does everyone feel about moving forward with that?
Done.
Let's do it.
Go for
Sounds
it.
Good. Yeah. And thanks
okay.
for getting us that marketing grant money, too, Sarah. That's
yes,
great.
Yes, absolutely. You made all this possible. So,
yeah, if that's
a thumbs up, that's really all I have on my list for this talk.
Wow. Super. Okay. Bob, do you have other things you'd like to say from programs?
I don't think so.
Okay.
We have the upcoming event. Is it for the upcoming? Is it this Thursday or next
this
Thursday?
Thursday?
Yeah.
This Thursday. The one on positive thinking, if I remember correctly.
Oh, sure. Yeah, there is that. I forgot.
I don't even know if I'm going to sign up for it.
What month are we in? I can't even remember.
October.
Correct. So we're doing it 1 week later because we wanted to accommodate the presenter's schedule. And Elizabeth is going to be our primary host for that call. She's been a backup, but now she's hosting and Heidi is her backup. So Elizabeth has jumped right in and been fantastic on the program's team. Yeah, so it's Anne-Marie McKelvey, and she'll be talking about positive psychology. And I think most of you know her. She's been to several of our in-person meetings, and Ildi and Claudine have studied with her. So I think it's going to be good. And that'll be our last virtual call of the year, and we have lots of good ideas for next year in the hopper.
That's terrific.
Excellent.
All right.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to this month's session. So.
Yeah, I think it's going to be good.
Yeah. Thank you again, Bar. And Ildi, back to communications. Are there other things you'd like to report?
I'll make it short and sweet. We've started working on the website refresh. You'll be seeing that within the next couple of months. I think you'll be very pleased. And please get any of your newsletter stuff to Jillian.
Thank you.
Okay, anything else, Ildi? Is that it?
That's it for now.
Super. Speaking of newsletter, Jillian, is there anything you'd like to add?
No, that's it. People are getting stuff, so I'll have it out soon.
Okay, so you have what you need then, or gathering it.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay, super. Would you believe we covered our agenda? We have 8 minutes left.
Woohoo! Wow.
Golly. We're getting good here, huh? Are there any things that we need to improve upon or any requests for future meetings? Okay. If you do and don't want to bring them up here, but feel free to email me or Sarah, and we'll certainly listen to your ideas and probably make them happen. Any other comments? Anything else you need to talk about?
One thing I'll throw out, this is Barb, is Claudine did such a good job of writing up the piece about the login feature and the community of practice. And I'm wondering, on the login feature thing, that's money we had from a marketing grant. I'm wondering if we should expect someone like Claudine to do all this kind of preparation to take it to the whole LT, or if that decision maybe could just be authorized to whom? I don't know, the communications group or something? It just seems like a lot of work.
How do we get the money from ICF? Doesn't some submission have to be provided to them?
Yes. Yeah, we have to submit receipts and get reimbursed.
Oh, to get the money?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I guess I'm just bringing it up as a more general kind of thing. If there's a technology purchase that most of us aren't going to know, like what recommendations to make around that piece of technology, and we'll trust that three or four people on the LT have, you know, on the side reviewed it and they're making a recommendation. It just seems like a lot of work.
What is left to be decided? What is left to be approved?
I'm just wondering if it warrants LT discussion, or if they could just inform us, hey, we're doing this.
Well, maybe I got lost in the conversation, but I thought that the approval has been provided and the bills would be submitted to me and I would submit them to ICF.
Oh, yeah, Jude, I'm just talking in a more general way.
In the future?
In the future, if there's a purchase like that, I'm just wondering if we can make it less of a burden on whoever's presenting it in some way.
I would disagree, but there you go.
I just want to throw it out as food for thought.
Mm-hmm.
I am open to studying, totally open to anything. I really relied on Kelly because I'm certainly no techie by any means. So
yeah.
I did have a couple calls with her and Ildi and another member of the membership committee just to educate myself, basically, and ask the questions that I wanted to see if whatever, to see if the end vision that we had was even attainable. And Kelly reassured me that, oh, yeah, you know, and kind of talked about how Colorado does it. And she went out and researched the most popular tools. I mean, it was, bless her heart, she's the one who really did it all. I was just I just copied and pasted her email into mine. So,
yeah.
You
did great due diligence, and I don't know that any of us on the LT could say, oh, well, there's some other technology that could be better. You know what I mean? So I'm just wondering if there are some things that could be authorized at the committee level.
I see what you're saying, Barb, because I think last month, Claudine gave us some options. She said there are some different choices, and we were kind of like, okay, yeah. Is that kind of what you're thinking? Like maybe streamlining the approval process where we don't necessarily know what's best, and having perhaps her committee make that decision and then present it to the LT kind of as a done deal. We've done our due diligence. We checked out several options, and here is what we're doing.
And yes, exactly. Streamlining it so it's less work for someone like Claudine, who has now had to sort of present this in written form and at an LT meeting. I don't know, just reducing the burden.
Okay, I'm following. I like that idea. I mean, I definitely think there should be a due diligence that happens when we're looking at how we're spending our money. But if that is, so I guess it would then be back to the treasurer, so Jude, like, I know your suggestion is typically we get like three quotes and then choose the best one. And as long as that documentation is somewhere and we provided it to you and it's in our records, then we, as a 501(c), then we're okay. Is that correct?
I don't know that as a 501(c)(3) you have to get three bids. It's, in my opinion, good practice. My concern would be primarily that whether or not the funds were expended was a leadership team decision. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Actually, this sounds like something that's going to take more discussion than time remaining. Is this something that should go on our January strategy?
I think so in January, and I think your new treasurer should have a say in what the new policy is. Yeah? Hello?
Yep, sounds good.
Okay.
So we'll talk about it more in January. Is that what I'm hearing? Is that what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Yeah, and, you know, this is Sarah. It just doesn't come up often in that we have a new initiative that we're doing here, and we've got, you know, we're paying vendors to work on things that are not sort of routine. So I'm not surprised that there are questions about how we want to handle that. Mm-hmm. So, Gail, let's get that on the January agenda.
You got it. Okay, with that, I think we're at our time, and thank you, everyone, for taking the time to participate, and I wish you all a great Halloween weekend.
Okay. Thanks, Gail.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.